This is Worldviews. I'm Brian Hardzinski, and I'm joined now by our regular contributor, Rebecca Cruz. Rebecca, earlier this month, Taiwan elected its first female leader. The country, of course, has a long, complicated relationship with China ever since the communists pushed the Chinese nationalists to the island in 1949. And it looks like the election of Tsai Ing-wen is going to cause even more friction and issues with mainland China. What exactly is going on here?
Well, this is historical on a couple of levels. First, obviously, as you said, this is the first female leader, and so that's remarkable in and of itself. But this is also the second time that the non-nationalist party, the nationalist party is the KMT, as you said. So the second time that a non-KMT party has taken over, and the first time that they've taken over the legislature. So that's historical as well. So the party that won here, the DPP, they have been known as kind of the pro-independence party, whereas the KMT, they're nationalists. They have wanted to have Taiwan be considered China, but they've kind of had this stalemate, if you will. And so the party that's come to power now, I would bargain to say that this isn't as much about independence, though that is a huge issue here, but this is really about Taiwan building kind of what their unique identity is going to be separate from China. And this really shouldn't have been a surprise. It was a landslide, but it shouldn't have been a surprise because we've seen protest movements for the last year and a half, particularly amongst the young, and they were the ones that were really pushing this movement. So we're going to see what happens here. This is not necessarily pleasing to China, but they are advocating now for more democratic reforms, and they've got a lot of hurdles ahead.
Well, and there's an additional wrinkle here, too, that happened just a few days ago. On Thursday, the outgoing Taiwanese president paid a visit to another disputed island in the South China Sea. Why was this significant?
Well, this is kind of complicated as well, but the outgoing leader, Ma, who was widely unpopular at this point, but couldn't have gotten reelected because of the Constitution. He has actually had fairly favorable relations with China, but in going to the Spratly Islands, we've talked about that before on the show. These are claimed by several countries, including China and Taiwan. And so by going there, he's kind of trying to distance himself from China, distance the party from China. He did invite the new president, and she probably smartly said no. She wanted to continue to distance herself from the KMT. The United States was not pleased about Ma's visit. China, not particularly pleased, but don't see this as a huge issue either.
That's our regular contributor, Rebecca Cruz. Rebecca, it's always nice to hear from you, not just about Asia, but all other parts of the world as well. Thanks as always for being here.
Thank you, Brian.